Welcome to the BizNews Premium Briefing. I'm Alec Hogg, and this is your podcast, our daily private conversation where we go behind the scenes of the website, check in on BizNews TV, and I share a few thoughts from my world. This is the Inner Circle. It's Wednesday, the 29th of October. Glad to have you with me. Well, at the webinar yesterday, you will recall, those of you who were there, or if you've watched the recording, that I decided it was time to sell the NVIDIA shares. Now, this is a little strange because although we had NVIDIA in our WebTrader portfolio, which has been going for some years, and we actually retired it after 13 years, we finally retired it. It looked just ridiculous. We started off with $200,000, got over $1 million. And who's got $1 million to invest in shares nowadays? So very hard to replicate it. And as a result of that, we have started with the Ricardo portfolios. But just going back to NVIDIA, we had NVIDIA in the WebTrader portfolio. It's done fabulously well. With the Ricardo portfolios, with the US dollar component. And remember, these are the ones that we are recommending you buy through Easy Equities because you can put in a certain amount of money per month and then you buy fractionals or fractions of shares. The idea there was that we started off with NVIDIA, amongst others, and we have actually sold it. And the reason we sold it, as I explained in the webinar yesterday, was I am concerned that there is a serious competitor that has now emerged, and that's in the form of Alphabet, the company that owns Google. More of that later, but Jensen Huang went, did his best to show me up for a little bit of a nutter. And let's hear what he had to say at a big presentation that he gave in New York yesterday.
We're currently assuming China is going to be 0% of our business. And if it comes back, if President Trump was able to negotiate, or if China would like us to come back to China, it's going to be a huge bonus for us.
Bullish information. And now the analysts on Wall Street are saying that NVIDIA is going to be the first $5 trillion company. First $5 trillion company. It's not that long ago that we didn't even have $1 trillion company in terms of market cap. Market cap, by the way, is when you take the total number of shares, multiply it by the share price, and it gives you the total value of that company. And the total value of NVIDIA now is over $4 trillion. And that's really the story. Not that NVIDIA is a bad company, not that NVIDIA hasn't got growth prospects, but that it is priced for perfection. On the other hand, the stock that we have replaced it with, Teledyne, is in the defense industry. It's in technology in that sector in particular, and it is one that, well, is not priced anywhere near perfection. In fact, there's a strong case to say that Teledyne has got a long way to go. We're going to find out how some of our other holdings in the portfolios, that's both the Shift portfolio and in the Ricardo portfolio, have been doing in the past quarter. Later this evening, we've got results coming out today from Meta, Alphabet, and Microsoft. Microsoft is not in our portfolio anymore, and that's, the stock has done very well, especially recently when it has now firmed up its ownership of 27% of OpenAI. That's the leader in a artificial intelligence booming sector, which owns ChatGPT. Alphabet, I'm expecting that the numbers will be very good. I'm not alone. Wall Street is very excited about this one. In particular, good numbers anticipated from Google Cloud and from the Google advertising side with the injections of artificial intelligence. Meta also is looking to get some kind of attraction on artificial intelligence, those financial results coming out after the bell tonight in Wall Street, which means a little bit late for us, but we'll have news of that tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow night, we've got results coming out from another two of the stocks that we hold, Apple and Amazon. According to the analysts on Wall Street, they're expecting that the Magnificent Seven, so the seven Well, those seven stocks and a number of those that we have in our portfolio will be showing a year-on-year growth in earnings of 14%. That's what they're looking for. If there's any disappointment, you can be sure that those particular companies that do not meet what the street anticipates will be punished. On the other hand, if they far exceed the returns of the street, and we saw that with ASML, for instance, when ASML reported 2 weeks ago, and it said that its forward orders for the machines that make semiconductor chips, those forward orders are about $10 billion as against the anticipation from analysts of $5 billion. Well, that certainly saw the share price surging. Business news briefing tonight is well worth watching. We've got another slight adjustment to our format. Is the battle of the two Hermans there as well, or Hermans. Christine tells me that Mr. Mashaba is actually Hermann Mashaba rather than Herman. And then we also have a Hermann from the Institute for Race Relations. That's Hermann Pretorius. And the two of them are talking about some pretty inflammatory stuff that Hermann Mashaba said in our interview yesterday. Don't miss that. Also in the briefing tonight, one of the worst conceived ideas that the ANC has had in a while, and boy, does that say something. This is to put a 25% tax on chrome ore from South Africa, on the exports of chrome ore from South Africa. So it's not the money you've made, but you're exporting, you're earning foreign exchange for South Africa, and now you're going to pay 25% to the government of that. Clearly, Treasury is desperate to try and get money from just about anywhere it can. We will also be covering other interesting stories as we go forward on BizNews Premium. There is a piece coming tomorrow from the Financial Times of London of how Lakshmi Mittal, the owner of ArcelorMittal, which is listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and in a arm wrestle at the moment with the South African government over the closure of the Newcastle long steel plant. Lakshmi Mittal has been exposed by the FT for buying oil from Russia and using sanctioned transport. Not a good day for Mr. Mittal. Not a good day, I think, in his negotiations here in South Africa. We haven't heard anything yet, but the story that is coming to us from insiders is that there has been an offer put on the table from the Industrial Development Corporation to buy the plant in Newcastle, but that offer has not been accepted yet by ArcelorMittal. The number that was put on it is a multiple of the value of the ArcelorMittal share price, and we hear that the reason why the politicians are going to insist on purchasing, or insist that the IDC purchases ArcelorMittal in Newcastle, is they are terrified about the threat that is posed in that province by the MK party of Jacob Zuma, and that if they were to close that plant, the knock-on effect of 3,500 direct jobs and up to 80,000 indirect jobs would be to push a lot of existing ANC voters into the arms of MK and make quite a impact on the governance and the political future of that province. Politics trumping economics once more. But that's what happens in developing countries. The definition of a developing country, by the way, is where P is greater than E, P standing for politics, E standing for economics. Well, thanks for being with me today for your briefing. Until tomorrow, cheerio.